Hi, Paul Anthony Kelly with East Los Angeles Places, Faces, and Real Estate. Let's talk today about home buyers tip number four, saving foreclosing costs. We've discussed these all briefly, right, in the past, and last week we talked about saving for a down payment, but you also have to save for your closing costs. And there's costs for appraisal, you may have a home inspection, running your credit, you know, homeowners insurance, things like that, escrow fees that you need to get paid off. You know, typically it'll run, 2 to 3% of the total sales price. So if you're buying a house, let's say for $400,000, we're talking 3%. So that's like $12,000 that you need to have ready. Sometimes though, the seller will be willing to help with the closing costs or even pay for all of them. So it just depends. And there's, of course, some financing programs out there that may be able to get those things taken care of too. So, you know, we need to go ahead and investigate those, talk to your lender to see if there's anything available for you. However, you always want to have, as much money as possible saved up to cover your costs. And how about this cost of moving it? How about this is not even really included with your financing, but how about the cost to move right from your current house to the next house? The type of things that you kind of need to keep in mind when you're going to be buying a new home. Okay. Well, Paul Anthony Kelly, East Los Angeles, Places, Faces, and Real Estate. Let's talk next time. Bye-bye.